We are learning Masechta Seir from the Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the second line from the top, Gufa. Gufa, Om Rabbi Shuam Belevi, Kol Mokoyim, Sho'omar Rabbi Yehuda, Imesai, V'meh, V'mishna Seinu. Anytime you have a Tanakama, and then Rabbi Yehuda says afterwards, Imesai, or he says, V'meh, Devarim, Amurim. So he's not coming to argue, according to Rabbi Shuam Belevi. What he's doing is, he's coming to explain the Tanakama. Kol Mokoyim, Sho'omar Rabbi Yehuda, Imesai, V'meh, V'mishna Seinu, Eni El Farish, Devar Chachamim. He's coming to explain the Chachamim. And he's not going to argue on the Chum. Rav Yechon Omar, it depends. Emesai is lefarish. Emesai is taka, not arguing. It's to explain. V'meh lachlik. And when it says v'meh dvar amurim, that's coming to argue on the Tanakama. Rav Mora asked, v'emesai lefarishu? You told me that Rav Yehuda says emesai always means lefarish? How could it be? But now look to the Mishnah. Mishnah Sanhedrin. V'eilu ein ha-psulim. These are the psulim for edus. I'm a sachi b'kuvya, someone who gambles, a malva b'ribis, someone who lands b'ribis, mafricha yoinim. It's like a bird races type idea. V'sochrei shvius, and someone who does business on shvius. So these things are possible la'edus. I'm a sachi b'kuvya and mafricha yoinim. The reason is because it's like gambling a little bit, therefore it's like a smachta. That's possible shal in Tanakama. O malva b'ribis. Is anyone who lends beribis? So he's doing a veira of lends beribis. So he's putting his apostle like this. But soicher is shvius, and someone who does business on shvius. Also, you see that for money he will be over a din. So he's scared someone will hire him to be a false aidus. Therefore, he's not a kosher aid. That's the Tanakama. Om Rav Yehuda, Emesai. When are you apostle? Bizman she'in lo umnes elahi. If that's his only business, if this thing is only business, mesachem bekovdia, his only business is gambling, then. It's not a good aid. If he has different business, harizeh kosher. He is kosher. And Pshat Rav Yehuda is that he holds, let's say, gambling and mafricha yoinim are not really stealing. So that doesn't make him apostle aidus. The only reason why he apostle aidus if someone's a gambler, according to Rav Yehuda, is because he's enim min hayishuv. He doesn't do anything else besides for that. And Rashi explains, since he doesn't mingle with regular people, with regular business or regular things, so he doesn't really understand the tsar of someone losing money. But him, he loses $1 million one day, wins $1 million all day. He doesn't really understand people's money and their feelings, and therefore he'll easily say, false aid, it's because big deal. What's the big deal? He'll win tomorrow another $1 million. So that's Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda, it sounds like Machlek is Tanakama Rav Yehuda. Like we'll see in a second. Tanya Lava Braisa, V'chomai, we know, Bein She'ein Le'umnes, Elihi, Bein She'yesh Le'umnes, Shloihi, Harei's Apostle. Saifi has different business, Saifi doesn't have a different business. Either way, if he's a Mesachim Bekovia, he's Apostle. So what do you see? That this Emesai of Rabbi Yehuda does not explain Tanakama, because we have a Braisa that there's a Tano holds, not like Rabbi Yehuda, and probably is that Tanakama. So it's a Kasha that you see Rabbi Yehuda's Emesai can't be explaining. So Gemara answers, no, Ahid Rabbi Yehuda Rav Tarfin. That Braisa is not the Chachamim of the Mishnah Sanhedrin, the Tanakama, because the Taka Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakama there. This Mandiyama, this Braisa that says that Mesachik Bekovia is not a good Eidus, even if that's not his only profession, still, it's possible. That's Rabbi Yehuda Rav Tarfin. That's Rabbi Tarfin Shita. The Yehuda Rav Tarfin, the Thailand to the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Rav Tarfin. Lo'olam ein echad mehem nazir, lefi she'ein nazirus ela lahafla'a. Rav Tarfin says in a case where two people are sitting and they see a guy come out, and one guy says, Reuven says, I am a Nazir if that guy is a Nazir. Shimon says, I am a Nazir if that guy is not a Nazir. The same person walked out. So it's really, because only one of them could be a Nazir. So let's say you find out the guy is a Nazir. Is Reuven a Nazir or not? So Rav Tarfin says, no. V'she'ein azir is el ha'flo. Alma, given the mesafke le'i Nazir le'i Nazir, la'flo means only azir is if you're sure. If you say Vadadik, Alma, keeping him safely a Nazir or a Nazir, since you see from here that since it's a suffix, if you are a Nazir or not a Nazir, since he's Mesupik, if that guy's a Nazir or not a Nazir, who will learn Meshavar Nafshi? He's not Meshavar himself. Halchid Nami, he comes Sachar, Bekub Yonami, keeping Lo Yoda, Ikoni, Lo Ikoni, since he doesn't know if he's going to win or not, Legoma or Makne, he doesn't really want to give the money. And so we're saying, fear of Tarfon, we understand why in Mesachi Bekuvia and Mefricha Yoinim, those are gambling things, that we understand there that's Gzela. Why? Because since you're not sure, you're not Goma or Makni. Just like by Nazir, since you're not sure, you don't mean to become a Nazir Bevadoyus. Here also, you're not sure to give away your money, and therefore that's Gzela. And that's Pshat in that town of the Braisa that says that even if you have another profession, still, you're apostle, because it's called Gzela. Mashaykh Rav Yehuda and Tanakama there, they hold that it's smachta kanya, that it's not called gzela. He meant to give it, it's not called gzela. And the only reason it would be postulated is if that's his only profession, because then he's enim in a yishuv. Al-Kapanim, so we answer that emesai still can mean that it's explaining it's not really a machlekes. The brice is a different tana, it's a tana of Rav Tarfon. Hadron aloch chaloin b'lineda. For those that finished it, hadron aloch chaloin. Zok de mishtavaita. A new parak, ketsa mishtatvin. And this parak starts off talking about Erev Tchumen. Again, we remember Erev Tchumen, the aloch is you only have 2,000 amas in each direction. And the halacha is, if you put an Erev Tchumim 2,000 amos away, you extend yourself another 2,000 amos. You can't walk now the other way, but you can walk now that direction another 2,000 amos with the Erev. Ketzah mishtatvim. How do you make an Erev for the whole city? What do you do? Meniach es hachavis. V'oma reizeh l'chol b'nei iri. You pick up a chavis of any type of food. Chavis doesn't have to mean wine. Like Taisa speaks out, kol perisayim ha-regiyim l'niach b'chavis. You used to put all the peris into a chavis. Even Shema and Grigroiz, and other parents, all type of fruits they put into the chavis. So it just doesn't mean dafka wine. You can use any type of food for tchumen. So it says you take the chavis, and you say, I raise el chob ne iri. You mezake it to someone, if you want one day before at least, and you say, I'm mezake it for a whole city. L'chom ish yel chabes ha'ava, anyone who want to walk to a Menachem Aval, or the Mishnah, or to a Chasana, and it belongs to now everyone in the city. Now, a guy doesn't want it for Erev. It's not forced. We have said before, to make someone an Erev, he has to tell you to him. So here, it's up to the guy. Any guy in the city, you know, says, before Shabbos, I want to use that Erev. Because he has food in that spot. So you can say, you know what, I want to use that for Erev. Mutter, it's mutter. Once it gets dark, once it's Shabbos ready, you can't make yourself an Erev anymore. Usher. Shem Arv, Mishatachsha. You can't make Erev when it gets dark. So you have this option. You own now some food in that spot 2,000 amos away, and you can decide if I want to use it for Erev or not use it for Erev. You can decide if I want to use it for Erev or not use it for an Erev. So Stamos must speak out that it says you go to Beis Oval. Really, it's Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you let Menachem Oval on Shabbos and Masechta Shabbos daf Yud Beis, Lamaisa Beis Shammai is not allowed Menachem Oval. Beis Hillel says you are allowed to, and even though we pass like Beis Hillel, you're allowed to. Still, Beis Hillel himself says Bekoishi Hatiru. Only if it's Shasat Chak are you allowed Menachem Oval on the Shabbos because that brings Tsar. So, but that's I'm just saying like Beis Hillel. Zok Tamar Avaita. Amar Rav Yisim Eva Arav Mel Dvar Mitzvah. You only could place an Erev for a Dvar Mitzvah. That's the only time you could place the Erev, only if it's a Dvar Mitzvah. Frank the Gemara, Mike Kamash Vlon, Tanina, our Mishnah also says like that. L'chol Mishi Yelech HaBeis Ha'ava, L'Beis HaMishnah. That you're putting a Erev for someone who goes to Menachem Av, which is a Mitzvah, or to a Chasana. So you see, our Mishnah Taka has to be Dvar Mitzvah. Ma'o Teimu Urcha Demilsa K'tani, Kamash Vlon. No, you would think maybe it's just saying like the normal thing is you go for Beis Ha'ava, Beis HaMishnah. Kamash Vlon, that Kamash Lon, that has to be Dafkal Dvar Mitzvah. Now, what exactly is called a Dvar Mitzvah? So, that's what we pass Kalamai. You have to have a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, what's the Geder of Dvar Mitzvah? So, there's more than just like what we think is a Mitzvah. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that even to go visit a friend could be Dvar Mitzvah. Read the Alach in Shulchan Aruch a little bit. Eim Arv Neru Tchumel Dvar Mitzvah. Gun Shay Roy to Leilach Besa Oval or Besa Mishnah Son of Suin. Or Lahak Pray Rabbi to greet your Rebbe. Or Chaveir Shabamana Darach Girt Velu. Or your friend that came back from a trip. Hago Oy Shay Roy to Leilach Latail Beyomta. You want to take a walk? Oy Shabbos Beparadis, just by Simcha. Bezemek Dvar Mitzvah also. To enjoy yourself as Oynig Yontif, Oynig Shabbos, also called a Mitzvah. Or your Prayera. And it says that, and another point in halacha that the Shulchan Aruch ends off that if you make an erev for one of those things, he even let a walk with dvar reshus. It's not only for dvar mitzvah, but according to the halacha Shulchan Aruch is if you make an erev for dvar mitzvah, you let a walk even with dvar reshus. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It would come out that if someone has a kiddush, he would rather be make an Erev for that. It's called Dvar Mitzvah. What's the reason? Because it's my Kalpanei, like Kalpanei Chavero, came back on a trip. Same thing. Making a chesed for someone, that would be called a mitzvah. Zok to Gemara Vayta. B'chol shekibel olav m'boidyoyim. B'chol shekibel olav m'boidyoyim. It says that this Erev, if you say before Shabbos, I want to use the Erev, it works. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, why can I do it on Shabbos? On Shabbos, I'll say that I wanted to use it from before Shabbos, say Breira. And Shamit, we know, ain't Breira? Are you going to say you don't say Breira, you don't say retroactive, it works? And like Tosis explains the question, this is a Darabanon. Usually by Darabanon, we say yes, Breira. Shamit, no, ain't Breira, yes, Breira. Take the milsim, my friend. Why don't you say it's Megalim, my friend, that you wanted it? It means you have to know about it before Shabbos. If you don't know about the Erev before Shabbos, there's no Breira. Breira only applies. I know about the Erev. And now on Shabbos, I said that I wanted it before Shabbos. It's mavuyah that that Erev was for you before Shabbos. If you don't know about the Erev at all, it doesn't apply the concept of Breira. If you don't even know about it, you have to know about it. It can't, because the way Mafreya works is, retroactively say, you wanted that Erev before Shabbos. But if there was, you didn't know about the Erev, it doesn't make sense to say you wanted the Erev. So that's what it means over here. You have to know about it before Shabbos. Omar of Asi. A different halacha, new halacha. Katam ben sheish yoytzei be'erev imoy. A little child that's 6 years old and under goes out with his mother's erev. And pasha pshat is you don't have to make a new erev for him. He's bottled to his mother. A katan, a 6 year old katan, is bottled to his mother. If his mother has a erev tchumen to the west, he's allowed to walk to the west with his mother. And it's not a problem of you not like feed a surim to a katan. It's not a problem of feeding a surim to a katan or al tchinuch. He goes out with his mother's erev. He's bottled to his mother. Rashi has a little mashmaisis that you let her put an erev for him without asking him. That's more what it means. That's the Chazon Ish learns Rashi. A pasuk pshat is that you could put an erev there for the mother, and the mother's erev works for the katan. Meisvei, we're going to ask the kasha. The kasha will be a developing question. The question is going to be is that it's going to be a revoyer that a katan ben sheshrei is too old. Meisvei, katan shetzarach li'imoy, a katan that needs its mother, yoytzei be'erev imoy. He goes out with his mother's erev. If he doesn't need his mother, he doesn't go out with the erev of his mother. So it depends. If he's a tzarech lima, he goes out, he's bottled to his mother. If he's not tzarech lima, he's not bottled to his mother. And v'tana nami, gavi sukkah, yai gav. Now we just learned by sukkah the same type of idea. Katan she'ein tzarech lima, he chayev in sukkah. A katan does not need his mother, he's chayev in sukkah. V'medin chinuch. V'avinimba, medin derabbanon, he's chayev in sukkah, he doesn't need his mother. V'avinimba, ezu katan she'ein tzarech lima. Who's a katan? What's the age? What's the age that a katan does not need his mother? Amid Rayanai, Kosha Nifna, any kid who goes to the bathroom, right? Imam Akankhasai, his mother doesn't have to wipe him, then he's considered Ain Tzarech Limay. That's one shot. Shimalakushaima Kosha Nir Mishnasa, any guy wakes up, any child wakes up, any curry email, doesn't call his mother. Break the mark, even Sakataita, don't know curry. Even older kids call their mother. Ella, Ima Kosha Nir Mishnasa, any curry ima. The difference is like this, that a little child who's a tzarech lima, he doesn't stop screaming ima until his mother comes. A gadol says ima once, mother doesn't come, he leaves it, he drops it. Vekama, and how much, this is part of Biani talking over here, and Rav Shlakish is talking over here, what's the age of their kosher nifne and kosher nir? Kibar abra kachamesh, either 4 or 5 is considered already a gadol. It depends how smart he is, the guy with these things. So now we finished the question. The question is like this, that we said that Erev is totally in Tzarech Lima, not Tzarech Limay. We have a whole shtickle tarah by Sukkah. What's called Tzarech Limay? Under 4, under 5. But more 4 or 5, it depends how smart he is, it's called Ein Tzarech Limay. So the kash is, how could he say that Yotzei be'erev imoy when he's 6 years old? We find over here that we're at 4 or 5, you're too big already. That's the kasha. And for the Gemara, Om Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Om Rav Yeshua ben Rav Idi, Kik Omar Rav Asi. Rav Asi is talking about a different case. We made a mistake. Rav Yeshua says he's changing Rav Asi, what he's saying. That he said, go out with your mother's Erev, it's a whole different case. Going to Erev Alav Avavot Tzafan. His father made him an Erev to the Tzafan. V'imay L'darm. His mother made him an Erev for Darm. Tafilu Bar Sheish, Nami V'tzafzo D'imay Nichle. So there the father made him Erev and the mother made him Erev. Shaila is, whose Erev do you say is his Erev? So we say the mother's Erev. He'd rather be, a 6-year-old, rather be with his mother than his father. And therefore, if they both make an Erev for him, Avada's not bottled to the Ima. They made an Erev for him. But whose Erev is Iker Behem? The Iker Erev Behem is his mother's Erev. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Taras to change Rav Asi. But the Gemara is not going to stick with this. The Gemara is going to ask on this. Meisvei, there's a braisa that says, Katan Shetzorach L'Imai, a katan that still needs his mother, Yotzei be'erev imay. His bottle to his mother's erev, he goes out with his mother's erev. V'kama, ad ben sheish, until 6 years old. And like Rashi explains, this doesn't mean a case where they made two erev on two sides, because it's ad ben sheish. Just like a little kid, for sure, a 1 or 2 or 3 year old, it for sure means he's bottled to his mother. So, tol sheish also means the same thing. So you see from here, not like Rav Yeshua Bar Idi. Yeshua Bar Idi is saying that it's not bottle. You're not bottled to your mother. The only case of that we're talking about isn't only to be an erev of this side and that side. Here we see ad ben sheish, and even more than 4 or 5, you see that the halacha is about tomorrow's erev. So it's a tiyufta de Rav Shua bar Avidya tiyufta. It's a kasha. But later they have tiyufta de Rav Asi. Rav Asi said that a 6-year-old still could be bought to the mother. Here it says ad ben sheish. Amalach Rav Asi is not shver. Ad ben sheish is ad bechlal. Not only tol six and six also. Amalach Rav Asi ad v'ad bechlal. Lema to have a tufta of Yana Rish Lakish. Maybe the kasha of Yana Rish Lakish who said 4 or 5, and here it says even a 6-year-old or at least till 6, which means a 5-year-old is still tzarech limay. And I of Yana Rish Lakish said either 4 or 5 already is called a gadol. Like kasha, had isa avuya b'masa, let's say avuya b'masa. What happens if the mother leaves? Are you leaving this child with the father or no father? So if there's no father here, even a 6-year-old will still be tzarech l'imay and will still be bought to the mother. If the father is home, leaving him home, so then a 4 or 5 already will be a gadol. And that's the teretz says kasha. And the Gemara, and the Rashi speaks out, you can't say this teretz for Rav Yeshua bar Rav Idi, because Rav Yeshua bar Rav Idi, who said before that 4 or 5 can't make erev, and is telling me that he's talking about a case where the father was here. And the bride said, my father was not here. You can't answer that for Rav Shuva Idi, because Shuva Idi didn't answer that kasha. He had to have his say a kasha, where they made an erev on two sides. So obviously he didn't hold it as teretz. Because Rav Shuva Idi, when he had the kasha from Sukkah, he said, here the father made an erev on one side, on another side. So obviously he didn't hold it as chilek. That's the difference. He's zicha, I'm slugged up. But Lamaisa were coming out, the feet that Sheish could be tzarech le'imoy, and could be called bat le'erev. And the Gemara is saying it could be only if the father is not home. If the father is home, it could be the age is 4 or 5.